This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a weapons offense on North Ferris. RP advised that he witnessed his neighbor with some type of weapon. He's got a catapult.
It's a trebuchet.
An officer responded to speak with the RP, and he was advised that shooting BB guns against city ordinances.
What?
RP was advised to call if he witnessed this again. Disposition assistance given. Doing a little squirrel hunting out there with your new Daisy. So you can't do that in town. So stop shooting your BB guns. Well, and it takes how long to drive out into the county? It's right over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the county right now. So look at my BB gun. Oh, my eye. Welfare check. South Jones received a call from someone who asked to borrow a phone and call 911.
Ah!
The male was upset about his bank account. Hey, me too.
Yeah. I didn't realize I could call 911 when there's no money in my account.
Officers advised that the bank account was fine after looking into it. Disposition completed. So, let's see. Suspicious activity, Avenue G. RP advised that his neighbor sprayed something in the air, and he was having different medical symptoms and was worried. RP advised he just wanted it noted. No officer needed to this time, as he states he's okay. Dispatch handled. Didn't say what the neighbor was spraying.
Yeah, there. Was it air freshener or?
Yeah, who knows? Or was he spraying weeds or?
Maybe, yeah.
Chasing a wasp around his house? We don't know.
So. Meanwhile, the guy next door is gagging.
Yeah. Ah, help me. I'm worried. I have medical symptoms. Traffic complaint, East 3rd, received report of a person who is intoxicated, leaving a bar and getting ready to drive. Officers responded, but the RP called back and advised that the person decided to walk home instead. Once you are trying to put your keys into the tree outside the bar, then it's, I better not drive.
And a drunk person leaving the bar intending to drive?
Yeah.
This has never happened
before.
Never.
That's why we say get a designated driver, people, or learn to walk. So.
Or wake up in the Crowbar Motel.
Yeah. Suspicious activity. Alley of North Ingalls. Officers contacted vehicle in the alley. The people contacted advised they had pulled over to change drivers. Disposition. Completed. And they had to do it in the alley, of course.
Yeah. So,
yeah. That's what we're doing. Sure. Let's see. Traffic. Suspicious activity. South Mountain View. RP advised that there has been a vehicle sitting outside for an extended amount of time. 4 minutes. The driver was contacted and she accidentally fell asleep. She is okay. Disposition. Completed. Accidentally fell asleep. Well, it was at 5 in the morning.
And thank goodness she accidentally pulled over.
Yeah, thank goodness. So, accidentally fell asleep. So, fraud-related, Crandall received a report of a resident who had been scammed out of money. The case is under investigation. Disposition, see case. So, it's there's no scarlet letter for these people, but, yeah, they... I think it is a learning experience for a lot of them. So they, some people, that's the only way they learn.
How could the Nigerian prince scam me?
So,
he said he was going to send me millions.
Well, my Social Security number had been doing fraudulent things. So I had to call this number. I had to click on. So traffic complaint, South Jones reported some property damage due to a traffic complaint. The incident under investigation. I'm guessing it wasn't the traffic complaint that did the property damage. I'm guessing it was someone driving stupidly.
Yeah. Hence the complaint.
Yeah. Let's see. Welfare check, Wes Coulter. Check on a person. Person found. Fine. Didn't want to answer the phone. What it is. Ready report, North Everts. Saved report of a possible impaired driver. Driver responded and able to... Officers responded, were able to locate the driver. No signs of impairment. So they just were a bad driver at that one time. So Animal Call, Mountain View, received report of a spotted tan and black snake in the backyard. Ah! CSO responded, caught the snake. It were released in a better location.
The neighbor's yard.
Yeah, we're going to chuck it into the playground.
Here, kids.
I don't know what a tan and black snake, which one it was. Is that bull snake then, maybe?
Possibly. I'm no snake expert. I jump pretty high when I see him.
Yeah. Released at a better location. So, not sure. So hopefully not around my house. So, domestic on West First received a report of a domestic disturbance. Officer responded. After an investigation, a 35-year-old female was arrested for domestic assault, transported to the Park County Detention Center, disposition CK. Sometimes it is the female causing the domestic. Sometimes, Russ.
And then they always act very surprised when they get arrested. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I can't just smack this guy.
I thought I was allowed.
Suspicious activity, Avenue G. Received report of suspicious activity and a disturbance. Officers responded after an investigation. A 53-year-old male arrested for breach of peace. Transported to the Park County Detention Center. Disposition completed. This occurring at 11:30 at night when people want peace. So don't breach it. So
quit your breaching.
Yeah, it's just that's a not a good time to start breaching. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a parking problem, Elks Lodge. Someone camping in the fifth wheel outside the Elks Lodge. Disposition unable to assist. So all the good camping spaces at Walmart were all taken up. So now we move on to the elk.
And maybe he's an elk. He just wanted to go home.
Well, that's what they... I think that's what the unable to assist was, is that somebody knew who it was.
Right.
Allowed to stay there for a limited time.
Park down at the clubhouse. Nobody will mind.
Yeah. Theft, Cascade Services, RP in the lobby, reporting 55-gallon drums of home insulation.
Oh, yeah.
Disposition, yeah. CKs. 55-gallon drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. So might take a little bit to steal all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe more than one person.
You know what? You're walking through an alley and somebody goes, psst, hey, buddy, you want to buy some insulation?
Yeah, right
what?
Here. And I've got, we can only sell it by the drum. So, wah. Other law violation, 16th Street. RP wants to talk to an officer about some illegal dumping. She has a picture of the vehicle that did it. Disposition, unable to assist. I don't know. We don't want to see your picture. So,
I got this picture. But
this is it.
We don't care.
Traffic complaint back. RP says there's a bunch of high school kids all fired up from homecoming, burning out on the streets and revving their engine. They'll calm down. Doesn't take long for high school kids to be distracted by something else, okay?
They've obviously had too much sugar.
They're fired up.
They're all pumped up.
I blame the band.
That rousing version of September.
The school fight song was all going and stuff.
Yeah.
We're going. Theft at Rodeo West. RP wants to report a drive off to the gas pump. She has pictures of the vehicle. So they still got the old gas pump. She probably has a Polaroid. Look, I gotta wave it in the air to make it.
It's coming. Hold on.
It's coming. Animal loss. Huff and Puff. White Shepherd makes just wanted to say Huff and Puff. Yeah. Return to owner.
And it does exist. We set out and we actually found Huff and Puff Lane.
It's there, heading up to the park up there.
We know where it's at.
Beck Lake. Let's see. A welfare check. Walmart back section parking lot by the tire center. I've seen the windows down the vehicle all day. And it's getting cold. Concerned that someone might need assistance. Disposition. See report. So someone living in the parking lot at Walmart.
Huh.
So I don't know why. So
over by the tire section where your nicer cars are parked.
Yeah, that's a nice section. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh well, all the
spots, the other ones by the liquor store, are all taken up. That's early. Started camping there in March. Traffic stop. Obedience to traffic control devices.
I refuse to be obedient.
So I'm guessing that instead of just saying running a stoplight, it's obedience to devices. So that's they just have another check mark there.
Yep.
So suspicious activity. Cody Avenue, RP says there is a random woman in her house when she came home saying she was there to clean. Disposition, say report. That doesn't happen to me.
Well, give her 30 minutes and then kick her out.
Yeah. So, oh, my goodness, I'm gonna call the police in 1 hour.
And you missed a spot over there.
Yeah. So, yeah, when women break into your house to clean.
No woman has ever done that to my house.
Well, I can vouch for that, Russ. Mm. I can tell you. Yeah, that's true. Then suspicious activity, Bighorn Avenue. RP says a vehicle rolled down its passenger side window and pointed something out the window, looked like a pistol, and fired. RP says it wasn't a real one. It was a cap gun. Driver unknown description, passenger, male, with a hat on. Be on the lookout. He's hatted.
Oh, that guy. We know him.
Disposition, warning issued. So, yeah, sorry. Mine.
I think even if it's a cap gun or a BB gun, you still can't brandish.
No, and then point it at somebody and shoot. So even though you may have got a laugh just for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they probably did not laugh.
Yeah. Let's see. Stolen vehicle, Gale Lane, delayed 15, 20 minutes. Female took off with RP's vehicle, yard sale items, and the cash from the yard sale. It took everything.
Scoffered off.
Disturbance. Bro guards. Two males. Verbal altercation in the bar. Now outside. Now physical. So this occurring at 10:30 at night. And alcohol may have been a part of this. Maybe. So, and then someone looking at someone's girlfriend. Could have been happening. So it's happened before. And then finally, weapons offense at Sunrise Motor Inn, self-inflicted gunshot wound while cleaning a firearm in the ER, disposition CK. So,
that still happens?
Somebody will, I remember that I checked the gun for a bullet a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust that it's not in there now.
I'm not going to bother to look.
Yeah, so it's a firearm. I'm sure that there's no bullets in it. Let's start cleaning. Let's whistle the gun cleaning song, and then bam!
Here, I'm going to start by cleaning the trigger.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then, you know, make sure that the gun is pointing down at your groin area, okay, while you're cleaning it. Just a thought.
Finish cleaning your firearm at the emergency room.
Anyway. That is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim is still fired up from homecoming over at Aldridge's.
Tim, calm down.
Calm down a little bit. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.